सर्वेभ्य नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः स्त्री प्रत्यय प्रकरणे त्रयोदशः पाठः, फेब्रुवरी मासस्य अष्टादशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमां नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृतं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुदीयं विरच्यते। सो
ओके, इफ वी लुक एट व्हाट वी कवर्ड लास्ट वीक, देयर वाज फर्स्ट द ऊधस् शब्द अनंग आदेश बाय ऊधसोनंग फॉलोड बाय नीश बहुव्रीहे ऊधसो नीश इति सूत्रेण कुन्दोध्नी इति रूपं कुन्दोधस् इति भवति। अनङादेशे कुन्दोधन् इति, नीपि कृते अल्लोपे कुन्दोध्नी इति रूपम्। तस्यैव ऊधशब्दस्य संख्या अव्ययादेः संख्यादेः अव्ययादेः वा अनङादेशः भवति, पुरश्च नीप् प्रत्ययः भवति। द्व्युधि इति रूपं वा अत्युधि इति रूपं वा दृश्यते। नीपः नीशश्च स्वरे विशेषः दृश्यते। दामहायनान्तात् संख्यादेः दामान्तात् हायनान्तात् वा नीप् भवति इति अग्रिमं। द्विहायनी द्विदाम्नि इति रूपम् उदाहरणं दृष्टम्। नित्यं संज्ञाच्छन्दसोः अन उपधालोपिनः बहुव्रीहेः, अनन्तात् उपधालोपिनः बहुव्रीहेः, संज्ञायां छन्दसि वा नित्यं नीप् भवति। प्रायेण इति अन्यत्र विकल्पेन भवति अन उपधालोपिनो अन्यतरस्याम् इति सूत्रेण, संज्ञायां छन्दसि च नित्यमेव नीप् भवति इति दृष्टम्। सुराज्ञी नाम नगरी दृष्टम्। एवमेव वेदप्रयोगेषु नित्यं नीपः प्रवृत्तिः। अत्रैव अर्थात् संज्ञायां छन्दसि च केवलादीनां शब्दानां केवल मामक भागधेय इत्यादीनामपि नित्यं नीप् भवति इति एक। अनन्तरं पतिशब्दस्य विषये दृष्टं। पत्युः नः नकारः अन्तादेशः भवति। पत् न ई नीप् अपि भवति नकार संयोगेन, अतः पत्नी इति रूपं नकारनिमित्तेन तृणेभ्यो नीपत्वेन नीप् भवति पत्नी इति रूपम्। यज्ञसंयोगे इति उच्यते, किन्तु पत्नीव पत्नी इति उपचारात् अन्यत्रापि भवति पत्नी इति प्रयोगः। सपूर्वस्य यदि पूर्वपदं किञ्चिदस्ति तर्हि विकल्पेन नकारादेशः भवति। गृहपतिः गृहपत्नी, दृढपतिः दृढपत्नी इत्यादि। सपत्न्यादिषु सपत्न्यादिगणे ये शब्दाः पठिताः तेषां विषये पदिशब्दस्य नित्यमेव नकारादेशः भवति, यथा सपत्नी इत्येव उदाहरणम्। सो नेक्स्ट् सूत्रम् इन्दस्त्रीप्रत्ययप्रकरणम् इस् पूतक्रतो रै च, त्रीणि पदानि सन्ति सूत्रे। पूतक्रतोः ऐ च इति छेदः, स्त्रियाम् इत्यधिकारः अस्ति, संख्याव्ययादे ङीप् इत्यतः ङीप् इति अनुवर्तते। अस्य स्त्रियाम् ऐ आदेशः ङीप् च। अस्य नाम पूतक्रतु इति शब्दस्य, पूतक्रतु इत्यस्य षष्ठीविभक्तौ पूतक्रतोः इति भवति। पूतक्रतु इति शब्दस्य स्त्रीलिङ्गे ऐ इति आदेशः भवति, अन्तादेशः ऐ इति। ईप् च सकारात् ईप् इति अनुवर्तते, अतः ईप् प्रत्ययः अपि भवति। इयं त्रिसूत्री नियोग एव इष्यते इति वार्तिकम्। त्रिसूत्री त्रिसूत्र स्फूतक्रतो रै च, द नेक्स्ट् वन् वृषाकप्यग्निकुसितकुसितानाम् उदात्तः, एण्ड् द नेक्स्ट् वन् मनोरव्वा। सो देर् आर् त्री सूत्र, these three sutras will occur, the karya will occur kunyoge eva. So kunyoga is something which we will see in detail later. Kunyoga dakhyayam itteva sutra vasti. But basically there are two broad cases where three pratyaya might occur. One is where the quality or the attribute of the word applies to the stri vyakti itself. That is, and the second where you are applying an attribute through the man or the masculine. What I mean is, there is the word gopa, gaha pati, he who looks after cows, is a cowherd is gopa. Now, if there is a woman who is a cowherd herself, that is, who looks after the cows herself, that is, she, gaha pati stri, a woman who looks after cows, she will get a stri pratyaya on her own strength, that is, because she herself looks after the cows. But there might also be a woman who does not look after the cows, but who is the wife of a cowherd. So, in both cases, there is a stri pratyaya. So, in some cases, the stri pratyaya might be different. In some cases, it might be the same. Okay, say, in case of, if it is punyoga, through the man, that is, the stri pratyaya is through the man, there is generally a separate sutra, punyoga dakhyayam, which gives nish. Okay. So, in the other case, it will be gopa. In this particular case, it will be different. If it is punyoga, punyoga dakhyayam ityanena nish pratyaya bhavati, gopi iti rupam. So, a gopi is the wife of a gopa. Whereas, if she looks after cows, or if she maintains the cowherd herself, there is no separate sutra which gives the stri pratyaya. She will get tap by ajarjata shtap. So it will be gopa. So both forms are there. There are some cases where the form might be the same in both. That is, whether it is kunyoga or otherwise, form might be the same. So now, here he is saying, for example, if you have a word like ragi, where he is saying rinne bhyongi, it does not specify whether it is kunyoga or otherwise. So, in both cases, it will be the same. Other words. Yam trisutri, these three sutras, that is puta krato raicha and the two that follow, kunyoge eva ishyate, is what the Vasikthara says. That is, these three sutras will apply only in kunyoga. That is, when you are saying, when you are identifying a stri through the masculine, the man. Right? So, here, Putakratu, stri, the wife of Putakratu. Putakratu is the name of somebody or an attribute. Putaha kratavaha yena saha. He who makes sacrifices pure. Putaha kratavaha. Kratu is a sacrifice or a yajna. Puta, he who makes it pavitra or sacred, is puta kratu. And it is an attribute of, say, Vishnu. So, puta kratohu stri, his wife will be puta kratai. So, if you look at the prakriya for puta kratai, putaha kratuhu yena saha puta kratuhu, that is stri. Ityathe, eep pratyaha, by the sutra putakrato raisa, sakarad ukarasya aikaraha, you have putakratu, the ending ukara is replaced by I. So it will be putakratai e, tasya ayadeshaha, so echo yavayavaha, ityanena ayadeshe, putakratai, iti rupam. Yayatu kratavah putaha, because the Vasikakara specifically says that this sutra will apply only in Punyoga, she who makes sacrifices sacred herself, yayatu kratavaha putaha, that is, if you look at the yogika artha, putaha kratavaha, yayasa, it is strilinge yadi uchyate, syat putakratuhu eva. So in that case, there will be no stri pratyaya, no I adesha. The form will be putakratu. So, bahuvrihi can always be used in all three lingas. So, putaha, sotavaha, yayasa, it will be putakratu and the forms will be like dhenu, ukaranta strilinga. So the I adesha and ni will apply only in niyoga. And we are saying putakratu stri, putakratai. So the next sutra in this series, that is Trisutri, there are three sutras. The second one of those is Vrushaka Pyatni Kusita Pusidanam Udattaha. So there are two words, Vrushakapi Agni Kusita Pusidanam Udattaha. Santhyavyayadir Neep Ityataha, Neep Ity Anuvartate, Putakratavar Aicha Ityataha, Aicha Ityapi Anuvartate. Esham, Chaturanam Shabdanam, Udattaha Ai Adeshaha Syat. So for these also, there is Aikara given as Adesha. And in addition, he is saying it will be Udatta. So there is a Swara. So in the previous case, no particular Swara is mentioned. It will get Swara as per the normal Swara Prakriya. There is a Swara Prakriya which will tell which Swara it should be. In this case, it will always be Udatta. Udattaha Ai Adeshaha Syat. Neep cha. There will also be the neep pratyaya. Again, this is kunyoge. Rushakape hai sri. So the wife of Rushakapi will be Rushakapai. Rushakapi e iti bhavati. Ikarasya aikara adeshaha. Rushakapai e ayadeshe krute. Rushakapai iti rupam. Haravishnu Rushakapi ityamara. So Rushakapi is a name of both Shiva and Vishnu. It can be either Shiva or Vishnu. Similarly, Rushakapai Shri Gauryav. So if it refers to Vishnu, Rushakapai will be Vishnu Hustri, Shrihi, Nama Lakshmihi. So if you are referring Rushakapi to Shiva, Rushakapai ityasya harasya patni nama Gauri ityasya. Rushakapai Shri Gauryav ityapi amarakoshe drishyate. Please excuse me for a moment, I'll be back. I'll continue. So Vrushakapai, the word Vrushakapi gets neep and I as the Adesha at the end. Similarly with the other words in the sutra. Agnai, Agne Histri, the wife of Agni. Agni I Bhavati. Ikarasya Aikara Deshe. Agnai. E. Ayadeshe krite, Agnai. Kusitai, Kusidai. Kusita and Kusida are two words which refer to devatas. There are two names of devatas. So, he says, Kusida Shabdaha, Harasva Madhyaha, Natu Dirgha Madhyaha. There is a Pathantara where they say Kusida, Kusita Kusida Naam Udattaha and Kusita Kusida Naam Udattaha. So Dikshita is very specific that it should be Harasva and not Dirgha in between. So it is Kusita and Kusida. So Kusita I iti bhavati, Aikara Deshe Kusitai I, Kusitai, Evam Kusidai. So they are both Devata Vishesha Vachaka. Khyanakara says that they refer to the names of two devatas. Okay. Agrivam Sutramasti Mano Ravva. Paratrayam Manohu Au Va. Okay. There is a question by discussion in Alamanorama about what? There is a Swara. So it is. Yeah. So it has to do with Swara. He says, Dirgha Madhyatvehi, Radhavanteti Madhyodattataya, Shishta Swarena. Dakara Dakarasya Anudattataya Tatthane Ikarasya Anudattataya Tatthane Anudattatvapatya Tanne Vatyasya Tatrati Udatta Grahasya Avashirakvati Udahmita Vatyadi Kulisvirosa Skashteva. So it has to do with Varag. If it is not, if it were Dirgha in between, he says it would have been Madhyodatta by the Sutra Laghavante, which we see later. So and again, whenever it is Madhyodatta, there is Sheshaha Anudatta, Shishtasvarena. So the rest will all be Anudatta. So therefore the ending Akara will again be Anudatta. And therefore the Aikara Desha will be, have to be Anudatta. You have to see the previous name, he says, the Kusitayi and Kusidayi, he says, Kusita Kuside, Abhyutpanna Pratipadike, Devata Visheshasya Namadheye, Pitswarena Antodatte, and they are both Antodattas. Tatongi Paikarashtra Antade, Shaha, Nasa, Bhavan Nantarya, Satya Bhavan Anantarya, Antarya Udatta Eveti, Kusita Kusida Shabdayorapi, Udattaha Ityasya, Nanmayaha, Iti Vrityadi Gantheshu Sthitam. So, he gives a justification of why it should be Hasva and not Dirgha. So, in Vritti and other Granthas, they say that in Kusita and Kusida, since they are Antodatta, that is the ending letter is Udatta, and I Adesha in its place would naturally be Udatta, because Thanivad Adesha. So, the Vishakapyakni Kusita Kusidanam Udattaha, the Udatta attribute need not apply to Kusita and Kusida, because they are naturally Antodattas and the Adesha will be Udatta itself. Now, if it were Kusida, if it were Dirgha Madhya, then the Dirgha, that is the Madhya, would be Udatta and the Anta would be Anudatta. In that case, the Adesha would be Anudatta. To make the Adesha Udatta, the word, the attribute Udatta would have to apply even to Kusita and Kusida, which is Vrityadi Grantha Virodhaha. Kannivrityattham tatrapi udatta grahanasya avashyakatvat udahata vrityadi grantha virodhaha spashta eva. So that would go against vritti, which says that the udatta is not required for the words kusita and kusida because they are antodatta themselves. So that will prove that both kusita and that will prove that kusida should be hrasva madhya and not dirgha madhya. He says Vrityadi Grantha, he is probably referring to some Prachina Grantha which is not the Kashika, and that is why he makes that is what Dikshitar is contesting here. He is saying it should be Hrasva Madhya. Whenever he makes such comments, he has something in mind. He need not say it is, when he has given it as Hrasva, he need not make that point saying it is Hrasva. So he has something in mind. So which is probably the Kashika Kara who has stated it as Dirgha. So he says it should be Hrasva and not Dirgha. So Dikshitar, there is one thing. He will not take other grammarians by name and say that they are wrong. Say Nagesh Bhatta sometimes says that Dikshitar is wrong and all that. Dikshitar generally does not do that. In case of some Kavya Prayoga, he says, okay, this is Pramada or something, but for generally for other Vayakarna, say if he contests something in Vritti, he does not say where it is from, or he does not say, okay, Kashika Kara is wrong generally. He'll just say, he'll make his point and leave it like that. So, so that is probably the Kashika. If it gives Dirgha, it's very clearly explains why Dikshitar specifies, takes the trouble to specify that it should be Hrasva and not Dirgha. So the next sutra, Mano Ravva, Trini Padani Santi, Manohu Au Va, Puna Nipiti Anavartate, Aicha Iti Nanavartate. So there is a typo, there is no Aicha because the sutra is giving Au. There is Udatta, Vrishakapyakni Kusita Kusidanam Udattaha Ityataha, Udattaha Iti Anuvartya. Oh no, sorry, Aicha is also Anuvritti because it is optional. There is both I and Au. Manu Shabdasya Aukaradeshaha Syat, Udatta Aikarascha Va. So there are two options. It will have Aukara as the Antadesha and E, or Udatta Aikarascha. Optionally, there will also be Udatta Aikara as Dantadesha followed by Neet. ताभ्याम संनियोग शिष्टः नीप्च सो असोसिएटेड विथ ईदर ऑफ दीज विल बी नीप दैट इज ईदर औ प्लस नीप और उदात्त ऐकार प्लस नीप ताभ्याम इति सो देयर इज अ वेरी स्पेसिफिक रीजन व्हाई ही सेज संनियोग शिष्टः नीप्च सो दिस संनियोग इज अ समथिंग व्हिच is very important. There are some cases. Usually, what we say is one sutra, one karya. There is one thing, one karya which is given by the sutra. There are some cases where a single sutra will give more than one karya. As in this case, say, Manorahua is saying either I plus ni or au plus ni. It is giving both the adesha and ni pratyaya. We call such a case as sanni yoga. That is, two karyas are being told in association with each other. So in all such cases there is a paribhasha. Saniyoga shishtanam sahava pravrittihi sahava nivrittihi. So wherever something is given in saniyoga, that is in association with each other, sahava pravrittihi, they will either occur together, sahava nivrittihi or not occur at all. You cannot do only nip and not do either of the adeshas. Or you cannot do only the adesha and leave me. Both of them should occur or neither of them will occur. So which means the option, he says, there is a case where there will be neither adesha nor neep. Both adeshas are optional. And since neep is always given in sanniyoga with the adeshas, so neep will occur only if there is an adesha. If there is no adesha, there will not be neep. And therefore there is one form as just manuhu. If there is aukaradesha, the form will be manavi. Manau I, avadeshe krite manavi iti ekam rupam. Aikaradeshe krite manai iti bhavati tadekam rupam. Uthayohu abhave, ni papi na bhavati, manuhu itteva rupam. So that is what he says. Chakarat nipa aikara aukara abhyam samuchiyate. Tadaha tabhyam iti. Aikara aukarabhyam samuchayenaiva vihitaha. So it is in conjunction with either aikaradesha or aukaradesha, we can have neep. Tatascha tad ubhayabhava pakshe. When there is neither aikaradesha nor aukaradesha, neepapi na. Neep will also not happen. Iti labhyate sanniyoga shishtanam sahava pravrittihi sahava nivrittihi iti paribhasha vashat iti bhavaha. इयम तो परिभाषा पूतकृतो रैच इति सूत्रभाष्ये स्थिता सो दिस परिभाषा इज गिवन इन द भाष्य अंडर द सूत्र पूतकृतो रैच देयर आल्सो इट इज संनियोग सो दैट इज व्हाई इज इट न्यास पूतकृतुरेव सो जस्ट फॉर द वर्ड पूतकृतु देयर विल नीदर बी नीप नॉर बी ऐकारादेश बिकॉज इट इज गिवन इन संनियोग सो मनोः स्त्री द वाइफ ऑफ मनु पुंयोगयवेश्यते इति अत्रापि अस्ति मनोः स्त्री मनायी मनावी मनुः ऐकारादेशे मनायी इति रूपम् आवादेशे मनावी इति उभयोरभावे मनुः इति रूपम् अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति वर्णादनुदात्तादोपधात्तोणः पञ्चपदानि सन्ति सूत्रे वर्णात् अनुदात्तात् सोपधात् सः नः सङ्ख्याव्ययादे नीप् इत्यतः नीप् इति अनुवर्तते मनोरव्वा इत्यतः वा इत्यपि अनुवर्तते वर्णवाची यः अनुदात्तान्तः सोपधः तदन्तात् अनुपसर्जनात् प्रातिपदिकात् वा नीप् स्यात् सकारस्य नकारादेशश्च Varanamachi. So there is a word which indicates a color. Anudattantaha. It should end in an anudatta swara. Topataha. And it should have takara in the upadha. So tadantad anupasarjana pratipadika. The pratipadika which is ending in such a word and it is anupasarjana. It will have an optional need. In addition, pakarasya nakara adeshaha. The pakara will be replaced by नकार एनी एता रूपम् एत शब्द Shweta is the word synonym of Shweta, white itself. Varnavataka has the ending is anudatta. So padha and it has takara and upadha. Eta akara hante asti. Tasmat purvam alontyat purvaha. Antyadala purvaha takara asti. So you have eta if you do me and takara is replaced by nakara, you will get any. Since this is optional, in the absence of this, there will be ta and there will be eta. So looking at the rakhyana, eni eta iti pratike, shweta ityarthaha. Eta shabdata neep takarasya nakarascha. Neeva bhave tabeva. Natvam tu nabhavati. You will not have ena, it will be eta. That is no nakara desha. Because neepa sanyoga shishtatvas. Here again there is sanyoga shishtatva. Both neep and nakara are being told in conjunction with each other. So if there is no neep, there is no nakara desha. If there is no nadesha, there is no neep. Nakram tu nabhavati neepa sanyoga shishtatva. Eta shabdaha shweta paryayaha iti kalpasutra vyakhyataraha. Sutta swami bhavaswami rudra datta prabhatayaha yagnikaha. So, similarly, Rohini Rohita. There is the word Rohita, which is again Varnavataka. Rohita means red. So again it is Anudattanta, there is Sopadha. So when there is Nakara Desha and Ni, the Nakara also gets Natva because of the Repha. Atkupam Vivaye Pijanena Natve, Rohini iti Rupam, Tadabhave, Tapavati Rohita. So, Rohini Rohita iti. Rohita Shabdaha Raktavarana Pariyayaha. Neepi Natve Rohini iti Tadabhave Taap. Varananam Tanati Nitantanam iti Phit Sutrena Adyudattaha. So, a Phit Sutra. Phit Sutra is, there are sutras for Pratipadikas which tell the Swara for Pratipadikas. They are called Phit Sutras. So there is one sutra which he refers to here, Varnanam Tanati Nitantanam. So Anudattattvam Gamayitam. So to prove that they are Antodattas, Dikshitar is giving this sutra. Tanta Ityatra Takara Dakaraha Uccharanattaha. Ta Na Ti Ni Tu Ityantanam. So Varna, if there is a Varnavataka which ends in Ta Na Ti Ni or Takara, just th. So these five. Varna which ends in these five. Adihi Udattaha. So the first swara will be Udatta. So if the first is Udatta, there is always, in swaras there is a rule. Sheshaha Anudatta. Shishta swara is what we call. When a particular swara has been told for one thing, say if they are saying Adihi Udattaha, which means the rest will automatically become Anudatta. So, Sheshaha Anudattaha. So, the rest means the end, the Anta will be automatically be Anudatta. We need Anta Anudatta, Anudatta Antana. So, Tana Ti Neetu Ityantanam Adihi Udattaha Ityattaha. Etaha Shonaha Shitihi Prishnihi Prishat iti Kramena Udaharanani. So, we have Tana Ti Neetu. So, he gives examples. Prakrute Eta Shabde Ekarasya Rohita Shabde Okarasya Udattatve. The starting, that is Ekara of Eta and the Okara of Rohita will be Udatta by this sutra. Varnanam Tanati Nitanta. Okarasya Udattatve Anudattam Padam Ekavarjam. So other than one, the pada will always be, the rest will always be Anudatta. Iti Shishtasvarena Avashishtanam Uda Avashishtanam Anudattatvat Anta Anudattatvam. So, the rest will be Anudatta. So, these are both Anta Anudattas. Anudattamtaha. Jienya Shalalya Iti Drishyam. Now, he addresses one more question. There is Anupasarjana Adhikara here. Right? Anupasarjana Iti Adhikara Atrapi Asti. Atra Kim Anupasarjanam Bhaved? Varanavatakam Anupasarjanam Bhavedva? Tadantam Pratipadikam Anupasarjanam Bhavetva. There is what Tadanta Vidhi by Yena Vidhi Tadantasya. न्याप प्रातिपदिकात् इत्यतः प्रातिपदिकात् इत्यधिक्रियते, वर्णात् इति प्रातिपदिकस्य विशेषणं. सो तदन्तात् प्रातिपदिका, तथैव सूत्रार्थः दत्तः दीक्षितैः वर्णवाचीयः अनुदात्तान्तः तोपदः तदन्तात् प्रातिपदिकात्. सो वर्णवाचकशब्दः विच् इस् तोपदः अण्ड् अनुदात्तान्तः, सो प्रातिपदिका एण्डिङ्ग् इन् वर्ण. येन विधिः तदन्तस्य इत्यनेन वर्णादिति प्रातिपदिकात् इत्यस्य विशेषणम्, अतः वर्णान्तात् प्रातिपदिकात् इति लभ्यते. अनुपसर्जनात् इति इदानीं कस्य विशेषणम्? इस् इट् अ विशेषणं टु वर्णात् आर् इट् इस् इट् अ विशेषणात् टु प्रातिपदिका? इट्स् अ क्वश्चन्. सो हि सेस् इट् इस् नाट् अ विशेषण टु वर्ण बट् प्रातिपदिका, तदन्तात् प्रातिपदिकात् इत्यस्यैव विशेषणम्. अत एव प्रदर्शयति त्रियेण्या शलल्या इति गृह्यम्, गृह्यसूत्रे प्रयोगः अस्ति त्रियेण्या शलल्या इति. त्रियेणि, त्रियेणी इति प्रयोगः, त्रयः एताः यस्यास्ता इति. सो दट् इस् वाट् हि शोस् हियर्. ननु अनुपसर्जनाद् इति त्रीणि एतानि अस्याः इति बहुव्रीहिः. सो इट् इस् अ बहुव्रीहिसमासः वेर् द वर्ड् एत इस् उपसर्जन, सिन्स् इट् इस् बहुव्रीहि द वर्णवाचक इस् बीङ्ग् एन् उपसर्जन हियर्. दट् विच् हेस् त्री वैट् पार्टिकल्स् हियर् द व्याख्यकार एक्स्प्लेन् वर्ड्. सो त्रीणि एतानि अस्याः, हियर् सिन्स् एत इस् उपसर्जन, विल् द सूत्र अप्लै आर् नाट् इस् द क्वश्चन्. सो हि सेस् इट् विल् अप्लै वर्णवाचकस्य उपसर्जनत्वे इति, तदन्तस्य प्रातिपदिकस्य अनुपसर्जनत्वे इदम् अस्य सूत्रस्य प्रवृत्तिः भवत्येव इति वदति. सो त्रीण्या इति, सो द प्रीवियस् द बिल्डप् टु दट् हि सेस् ननु अनुपसर्जनात् इति अनुवृत्तस्य श्रुतवर्णविशेषणत्वमेव युक्तम्. सो हि सेस् इट् शुड् बि अ विशेषण टु वर्ण वै श्रुतम्. द वर्ड् वर्ण इस् बीङ्ग् हर्ड् डैरेक्ट्लि इन् द सूत्र, वै प्रातिपदिकात् इस् बीङ्ग् टेकन् अस् अधिकार. सो श्रुत अनुमति, श्रुत अनुमितयोः श्रुतस्यैव बलवत्त्वम्. वेन् देयर् इस् समथिङ्ग् विच् इस् डैरेक्ट्लि बीङ्ग् हर्ड् इन् द सूत्र इन् द काण्टेक्स्ट् एण्ड् समथिङ्ग् विच् इस् कमिङ्ग् बै अनुवृत्ति, श्रुतस्य बलवत्त्वं भवति. अतः श्रुतस्य वर्णस्यैव विशेषणं भवति अनुपसर्जनादिति. ननु अनुपसर्जनादिति अनुवृत्तस्य श्रुतवर्णविशेषणत्वमेव युक्तम्. अनुपसर्जनात् इति अनुवृत्तस्य श्रुतवर्णविशेषणत्वमेव युक्तम्, न तु तदन्तविधिलभ्य वर्णान्तविशेषणत्वम् इत्यतः आह त्रेण्या इति. त्रीणि एतानि श्वेतानि अवयवसंस्थानानि यस्याः इति बहुव्रीहौ त्रियतशब्दः. तत्र एतशब्दस्य वर्णवासिनः उपसर्जनत्वात् नीम् नत्वे न स्याताम्. अनुपसर्जनादित्यस्य वर्णान्तविशेषणत्वे तु, आन् द अदर् हेण्ड् इफ् अनुपसर्जनाद् रेफर्स् टु वर्णान्त दट् इस् द प्रातिपदिका, तु त्रियेतशब्दस्य अनुपसर्जनत्वात् द वर्णान्त हियर् इस् त्येत एण्ड् दट् इस् नाट् उपसर्जन, न दोषः इति भावः. सो देर् इस् नो प्राब्लम्. दट् इस् वै हि गिव् प्रमाण एस् गृह्यम्. इट् इस् अ प्रयोग फ्रम् गृह्यसूत्र. शिष्टप्रयोगत्वात् तदेव युक्तम्, वर्णान्तस्यैव अनुपसर्जनत्वं युक्तम् इति दीक्षितानां मतम्. अत एव त्रियेण्या शलल्या, शलल्या इति शल्याख्य मृग शल्यकाख्य मृगविशेषस्य अङ्गरुहासूची शलली. सो शल्य इस् अ पर्टिक्युलर् टैप् आफ् अनिमल् विच् इस् लैक् अ पार्क्युपैन् विच् हेस् स्पैन्स् आन् इट्स् बाडि. सो अङ्गरुहासूची शलली, सो द स्पैन् इस् काल्ड् शलली. So, Trienya Shalalya, spine which has three white patches is called, it's a specific type which is probably used in Yajna for some reason. So, that is not the point here. The point is, Varanantasya eva anupasarjanatvam ishyate natu kevalasya varanasya. Anudattat kim? Varanan anudattat iti ishyate kimartham tatha. अनुदात्त इति विशेषणस्य किं तात्पर्यम् इति प्रश्ने श्वेता इति दीयते. श्वेतशब्दः इवन् दो इट् इस् तणसिन्तान्तानाम् इत्यत्र तकारान्तः अस्ति, तथापि घृतादीनां च इति अन्तोदात्तः अयम्. घृतादिगणे पाठात् सिन्स् इट् बिलाङ्ग्स् टु द घृतादिगण अन्तोदात्त, द अन्त विल् बि उदात्त हियर् एण्ड् नाट् अनुदात्त. अतः श्वेता इत्येव भवति. नी न भवति नकारादेशो अपि न भवति अतः इत्येव सो इन ऑल दीज सूत्रस मीन फ्रॉम सिद्धाणै इन ऑल दीज केसेस अजाद्यतष्टापितः अतः इत्यपि अनुवर्तते सो ऑल दीज विल अप्लाई ओनली फॉर अकारांतस सो अतः इत्येव अत्रापि अकारांत वर्णात् इत्यर्थः सो द वर्ण शुड बी अकारांत शितिः स्त्री So there is a word shiti. Shiti is a, again a color, varnamataka shabda. Shiti dhavala metaka. So it can either be white or metaka as a particular color. So it refers to both colors. So tanasi, so color, varnamataka ending in ti will be adhyadatta and therefore anudattanta. So anudattantatvam asti topathatvam. Takara is in the upadha and it is a varnamataka. So all these three are there. Kintu akarantaha nasti. It is not hraswakaranta and therefore even if the conditions are satisfied there will be no eep or nakaradesha. Ataha ityeva shiti stri. So strilinge api shiti shabdasya eep nakaradesho va na bhavati ityarth. Shiti stri. Pishangar upasamshanam. The Vartikasara is adding one more word here. Pishanga. The word Pishanga should be added. That is, Neep eva bhavati natu mantvam. So, Pishangi iti. Laghamante iti Pishanga shabdasya madhyodatkataya shishtasvarena anudattantatveti. So, this is anudattanta. Sopadhatva abhavat, but there is no takara in the upadha. Apraptaha neep upasankhyayate. So neep would not have occurred from the sutra. Therefore, the Vartikakara is specifically mentioning the word to have neep. So when there is neep, there is pishangi. In the absence of neep, there is pishanga. Only the neep is being given here and not the adesha. Adesha na bhavati kevalam neep. Apraptaha neep upasankhyayate. Anyato nish iti vakshyamana nishaha apavataha. So this is to overrule the nish which would have occurred by the next sutra. For varnas which is say topadha, anudattanta, etc. there will be neep. Anyataha for all other varna vachakas there will be nish as given by the next sutra. So if it is anudattanta and varna vachi, if it is not takara in the upadha there will be nish. So to prevent nish, he is giving neep by the sutra. Svare visheshaha. So the difference between neep and nish will be svara. Pishanga dupasanchanam, pishangi pishanga iti rupadvayam. Aparamapi vartikam asti, asita palita yoho na. The words asita and palita will not have neep. Actually they should have. So asita and palita will get this. They are both ending in ta. Okay. Tanati nitantana mittanena adhyadatattvam bhavati, antodatattvam bhavati, topadhatvam asti. So they have takara in the upadha. So the conditions are satisfied. But asita palita yohu na iti visheshena vartikena uktatvat neepna bhavati tabeva bhavati asita palita asti. Asita iti vartikametad Asita shabdasya Krishna vachakataya. Asita is Krishna. Na sitam. So that which is not white. So it is black. Ityarthe asita shabdasya prayogaha. Palita shabdasya shweta vachakataya. And the word palita refers to white. So there is a famous prayoga. Angam galitam palitam mundam. So from the Bhajagovindam. It says the organs are all shaky and the hairs have become white. Palita ityasya shveta ityartha. Palita shabdasya shveta vachakatayacha varnad anudattan iti prapte neep natve nishidhyete. So both neep and natva are prevented by this vartika. Chandasi khnameke. There is one more vartika in addition to asita palita yogu na. He said the asita and palita will not have neep or natva. Eke, but in the Vedas, chandasi, knam, there is kna as the adesha. So chandasik nameke iti idamapi vartikam. So asita palitayoho takarasya neep sanniyogena knadesham anye acharyaha icchanti ittartha. According to some acharya, instead of nakara adesha, there is kna as adesha in association with neep. So there is asita. If you do neep, it will be asita e. There is kna as the adesha for the entire takara, that is t and a together. So I mean, sorry, for takara there is kna as adesha. So it becomes asikna e. Asita shabdat neep takarasya kna adeshe pararupe. So there is asikna a. There is pararupa, it becomes asikna. Yasi asita iti akara lopaha. Asikni iti bhavati. Kn iti nakarantaha eva adeshaha iti anye. So you can either take knam as kna with akara as the adesha, there will be pararupa. If we take kn as the adesha without nakara, without akara, there is no pararupa. So in either case the form is asikni. Evam palikni. So both formed in the Vedas according to some acharya. So asikni and palikni. Avadata shabdastu na varanavaki kintu vishuddhavaki. There is one more word called avadata. Avadata sito gauraha. Ityamarakoshepi asti. So avadata refers to white. So now again avadata iti yadi varanavachakartham. Tarhi ante ta ityasti. Varananam sanati nitantanam ityanena ajyadatatve. Antodatatvam bhavati. Anta anudatatvam bhavati. So it will be anudatanta. And there is takara in the upadha. So varnavachakatvam asti, tadhi kimartham neep natve na bhavataha. Why should there not be neep and natva here? Question. The form is avadata, itseva rupam natu avadani iti na bhavati. Kimartham iti krishnaha. Chade avadata shabdasu na varnavachi. It does not actually directly tell a color. Kintu vishuddhavachi, it just implies that it is pure. Daip shodhane iti dhatuhu. So, avadata means that which is very pure. Generally, we associate white with pureness. Ataha, shveta paryayatvam asti. Kintu, vastutaha varanamachakatvam nasti. Kintu, vishuddhamachakatvam. Tena avadata ityeva. Therefore, this sutra will not apply. Since it is not a varanamachaka at all, varanadanudatta ityasya pravrittihi eva na bhavati. Taveva bhavati avadata ityeva rupam. Avadata shabdastu na varnavachi, hintu vishuddhavachi, tena avadata itseva. Anyato nish iti agrivam sutram. We will see that sutra in the next class. Any questions? ఏనాక్షర సమాం నాయం అధిగమ్య మహేశ్వరాత్ కృత్తం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణిన ఏ నమః మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుక్తి పరిభావ్య చ వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌమురీయం విరచ్యతే.